You are listening to the Eternity Church Podcast. For location and service times, please visit us online at myeternitydm.com.
You ready for the word? Good. Well, I've got my... No, I'm not preaching. I was just messing with you for a second there. Now, we have a great friend of our house. You know, in this church, we got sons and daughters of the house. That's people who are saved in this place or people who have grown in their faith in this place. And, you know, and we're sons and we're daughters of this house and the heart and the vision of this house that God has given us. And that's amazing. And we're really blessed. But you know what? We've also got friends of the house. People who are friends of this church, and they talk about our church all across the country, and they talk about our church across the world, and they ring us up and how you're doing, what's happening, and they pray for us, and they love coming to minister to us. And so today, Reggie Dabbs is one of those friends of this house. This is his third year coming here, and we love him, right? So church, let's give him a great good old Iowa corn-fed ethanol drinking. Welcome. Welcome. He's got the shirt.
We're twins.
Yep. Separated at birth.
Good morning, church. How are you this morning? Right before you sit down, look at somebody. You know what to say. Just say, all right, all right, all right. Go ahead, sit down. Go. Y'all ain't ready for me this morning. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Y'all are not ready for what's about to happen. Are y'all good? Y'all happy? It's so cold, I almost turned white. That's what I told last night. I did. I put on. Okay. When I left the hotel and walked outside, I had 6 layers of clothes on, and I was still cold. But I started taking them off once I got inside. But it's good. It's good. Y'all like my shirt? I got a visitor's box last night. That was beautiful. If you're a visitor, you want to get that. That's got to be the best welcome gift of any church in the world. It is just good. I don't think y'all understand what's about to happen today, okay? So let me explain. Last night I did something, and they're just Bible stories. They're stories I grew up on, stories that I learned as a kid. Now, I know some of you are young people. You grew up with vegetables telling you Bible stories. But no, I'm old school. We used to have a flannel board. And we call them stick-em-up people. Last night, I started by saying, we're going to have a story today. I'm going to tell you a stick-em-up story. And one brother in the side went, give me all your cash. And I went, no, not that kind of stick-em-up story. I got to be a little more specific about this. So here's the deal. If you are ready, say yes.
Yes.
If you're really, really ready, say, oh, yeah.
All
right, now look, y'all ain't never gonna be the same again. Oh, by the way, last night was the story of Naaman when he dipped in the water 7 times. But this morning, it's a whole different way. We're gonna go a whole different direction. And I'm gonna help you out with this. This is a good one. It doesn't get any better than this. But before I do that, can I play a little saxophone for y'all? I decided this weekend to go back in time to the very first song I ever learned on the saxophone. So if you know it, you can sing it. It goes like this.
Thank you.
Somebody say, all right, all right, all right. Come on, all right, all right, all right. Oh, y'all doing all right? Look at your neighbor and say, I don't think you're ready. Look at your other neighbor and say, I know you ain't ready. Somebody better get ready. Got to get ready. Got to get ready because this is going to be a good day. Here we go. The Bible, I love the Bible. But, man, there's some stuff in the Bible crazy. I mean, everybody look at your neighbor and say, no, he right. Say, there's some stuff that absolutely messed up in the Bible. So let me show you what it looks like. Now, I got to be honest. In order for me to do this right, I'm going to, because it's like, when I was a kid growing up, we had story time. Like, every time mom and dad put us to bed, my mom was the greatest storyteller on the face of the planet Earth. She was unbelievable. She knew exactly how to tell the best story ever. My dad, not so much. Can we take a couple of minutes? Okay. My mom would tell us Bible stories. Everything, every night when we went to, it was a Bible story. She told us a story about a kid named Shammah. Everybody say Shammah. Unless you grew up in the church, you probably don't even know who Shammah is. He's one of David's mighty men. But Shammah did something off the chain. See, Shammah was, in the Bible term, a lentil farmer. And in our terms, the brother raised peas. Now, how does a pea farmer end up in the Bible? He got to be able to do something out the top. You know what I'm saying? So here's how it went. Shammah was like in his field with his peas. And he got word that the enemy of Israel, the Philistines, were raiding pea patches and stealing peas. Can you imagine? You got these dudes, big, 6'8", 6'7", just six packs, no shirts, horses foaming at the mouth, swords drawn, heading down the hill chanting, peas, peas, we want peace. My mama made that stuff come true, y'all. Now, just so you know how it ended crazy because see, Shammah, when they got all the other pea farmers lost their peas, stole them all. All of a sudden, one day, they come to Shammah's house. Wrong house, bro. He in the middle of his pea patch like a ninja, flipping his little garden hose, and he's like, bring it, boys. And he's put the smack down on those boys, and they didn't steal his peas. That's the kind of stories my mama said. But one day, mama gone. Everybody say, mama gone. Come on, say, mama gone. And so my dad put us to bed. Mama gone, dad. My dad is like 6'5", bald-headed. When he get mad, he got a vein right here. Look like a Klingon from Star Trek. That's my dad. And he had a deep voice. So that night, he's like, go to bed. And I'm like, okay. So now my brother, who's a little older, when we went in the room and got in bed, my brother said, dad, tell us a story. And I'm like, no, it's all right. And my brother, mama tells a story. And my dad's like, okay. So he opens the curtain by my bed. And my dad's like, see the moon? Tonight's the night. I'm like, for what? Now wait, when mama put us to bed and told us the Bible stories, she would say, baby, it's all true. It's all true. It really happened. It's all true. Mama and daddy would never tell you something that ain't the truth. That's in the back of my mind. And my dad's like, tonight's the night. I'm like, for what? He said, tonight's the night the swamp man comes. I'm like, the who? And my dad's like, he'll make noises on the side of your window. Don't open the curtain. If you do, he'll suck you out the window and your mother will never see you again. The swamp man loves little chubby black people. I'm in trouble, y'all. I'm in trouble. Oh, y'all laughing because you skinny, all right? If you get out of bed, he will come. Day in. Left. Pitch black. Did I tell you? My bed by the window. My brother's like, you scared? I went, I ain't scared. He goes, you scared? I said, I ain't scared. He said, then get out of bed. I went, mama said, no. He goes, I dare you. I said, no, he'll suck me out the window. My brother was like, you don't fit out the window, bro. He He had a point, all right? So I opened the curtain, nothing. I opened the window, nothing. I stuck my head out the window, boom, it was my dad. He climbed the ladder, and he's making noises. When I stuck my fat head out the window, he just grabbed me by the throat and went, bah! That's all right. I taught him a lesson. You know why? He had to change my bed when he got off that ladder, all right? I ain't gonna lie. The bed, the curtains, me, my brother, everybody had to be changed. Is everybody okay this morning? Is it too early for this? I can see some of the super spiritual people are like, oh, Lord. Where's my pastor? He'll be back next week. All right. Ooh, look at the lady with the chief stuff on. Go ahead, girl. I hope you like that tomorrow. All right, here we go. Good luck with that. All right. That was encouraging. I just said, I hope you like that tomorrow. We lost last week. I'm a Cowboy fan. I love the Cowboys. I'm just a Cowboy. Shut up. Even if you're a Packer fan, you didn't even make it. All right, all right. I'm just making friends this morning. Okay, look. Somebody touch your neighbor and say, it's true. Come on, touch your other neighbor and say, it's true. In order for this to work right this morning, I'm going to need some help. Hey, where's the keyboard dude? Where's Fabio? I need Fabio to help me out this morning. Is he up there? Oh, there he is. Hey, what up, G? ¿Qué pasa? Okay, now look, look, look. The best thing about telling a story is like, it needs a little music, you know what I'm saying? So my friends, give him up, give it up. Clap for my man. He's going to help us out. Okay. Wait, let me tell you. This is a love story, got it? Love story, it's a love story. All the ladies are like, oh, this is good. Love story, you're like, it's a love story. All right, let me know when you're ready. Here we go, love story. Are y'all ready? Touch your neighbor and say, here we go. Touch your other neighbor and say, here we go. All right, here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good. She decks herself with rings and jewelry and goes to meet her lover. But me, she forgot. These are the words that are written in the Old Testament. She decks herself with rings and jewelry and goes to meet her lover. But me, she forgot. My job this morning is to tell you what surrounds that poem. A poem that someone wrote and quoted and memorized. He memorized it so much that even his kids knew this poem. She decks herself with rings and jewelry and goes to meet her lover. But me, she forgot. The man who wrote that poem was known as the man of God. He literally heard the audible voice of God. He proclaimed God throughout the land. And one night as he slept, it was about 3 a.m, God woke him up and he said, get up, get dressed, go outside. And he did. He was so accustomed to listening to the voice of God, no matter how crazy it sounded, he would do it. So he got up and he got dressed and he walked outside and the voice said, turn left. And he walked down the street and the voice said, turn right. And he walked down the street and says, look across the street. Do you see her under the streetlight? That's her. Go tell her your name because you're going to marry her and she's going to be your wife. So he walked over and he saw the lady and he was thinking to the voice and he said, why is she outside at 3 a.m, standing under a streetlight? If you're a kid in this room and you're wondering like I was wondering, when I'm done today on the ride home, ask your parents. I got one dad's like, thanks a lot, Reggie. He walked over and he said, hi. And she said, hi. He said, my name is Jose. And she said, my name's Gomer. Let me back that up just a second, all right? He said, my name's Jose. And she said, my name's Gomer. That sounds better, all right. First of all, who names their daughter Gomer? That's the first question I would have, but God spoke to him, and he said, hey, spend time. And then day after day, everybody say day after day, they got to know each other. They fell in love for real. This was crazy. And Jose married Gomer, and they became husband and wife. And then all of a sudden, she had a baby. She had a baby. She was pregnant with a boy. And God spoke to Jose and said, I need you to name your first son what I tell you. And he said, yes, Lord. What shall I name my first son? And the Lord said, name him the Punisher. The Punisher. And he's like, okay. At least he won't get bullied at school. Can you imagine kindergarten? Lisa, hi. Tom, hi. Punisher, yeah, what up? He owned the playground, I'm just saying. Okay, now look, there's some of you who are like, Jose and Gomer, I know this story, but I've never heard it like that before. I know. I just thought I'd let you in my mind. When I read the Bible, this is what I do. I make it relevant to me. I put it in the same context, but I let it come alive. Now watch this. So all of a sudden, they have a little boy. His name's the Punisher. Then all of a sudden, she gets pregnant again. This time, it's a little girl. And God spoke and said, name her! And Jose's like, oh, come on, please. Please say Michelle. Please say Michelle. Please say Michelle. Name her No Love. So you got Punisher and No Love. All right. And then all of a sudden, there's a third child. It's a boy. And God came and he said, name him. And he's like, please let me name one of my children. He says, no, you need to name him Not My People. Not My People. So I know a little girl, she's like loving this. So you got the Punisher, No Love, and Not My People. Like the Brady Bunch going crazy, okay? The Punisher, No Love, Not My People. And all of a sudden, it was great. It was great. His three kids, his beautiful wife, he did everything. Jose took care of her and everything. And then one night, she didn't come home until like 1 a.m. He pretended to be asleep, but she climbed into bed, never said a word. And then it happened not every day, but once a time, and then here, and then there. And then one time, she did not come back at all. And he was worried, and the kids were asking where mom was. And it's like she would come back after 2 days. And it was good. Then one night, he's sitting at her dresser and he's smelling her perfume. And these words came into his head. She decks herself with rings and jewelry and goes to meet her lover. But me, she forgot. That's Hosea chapter 2, verse 13. She decks herself with rings and jewelry and goes to meet her lover. But me, she forgot. And one night as he's sitting there just saying that over and over and over again, all of a sudden the door opened to their home and she ran in and she screamed, Hosea! He came around the corner. There's blood coming out of her nose and the side of her mouth. She had been beaten. She goes, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I don't know what I've done. I'm sorry. He grabs her in her arm. Says, you're home now. You're home now. The Punisher came around the corner and he looked at her and he went, this is great. Turns around and goes back to bed. No Love. She comes around and said, hey, mom, who beat you this time? And she goes back to bed. But then there's the one, not my people, little guy. Maybe he was too little to know what was going on. He tried to give Jose one of his Legos to give to his mom. He goes, she'll be fine. She's just going to sleep. And you know how it goes, right? One day, she just didn't come back. She never came back. Now, I know you're looking at me like, did God tell him to marry her? Yes, he did. Why? I don't know. I ain't God. And I'm not Dr. Phil, so I ain't going to be going there, all right? It's not my job. It's not my job. Well, how does this work? You got to understand today, stuff like this ends up in the Bible for a reason. Men like me preach these things for a reason. And I'm here to tell you this morning, there's a point to this, and it's a good point. And it's a really, really crazy point. Because guess what? He had to raise his three children on his own. He had to do the job. He had to make the money. And one day, he knew that the bus was going to get home early. He knew that they were going to drop not my people off first because he's the youngest. So he was trying to get home. He stayed at work too long. He turned and he said, I got to get home. And the Lord spoke and said, turn down this street. You'll get home quicker Before he knew it, he had turned down the street that every Tuesday and Thursday they sell slaves. And he can hear the people screaming. Then he realized where he was. He goes, don't look up, don't look up, don't look up. Because he knows the men were screaming, take it off, take her clothes off. They wanted to see the woman with nothing on, and they would do it. And when they would, the men would scream and cheer. And then it was like, as he's walking by, they're yelling, take it off, take their clothes off. And the man started cheering, and God said, look at who's being sold. Look up, look up, look up, look up, look up. And he goes, but God, she has nothing on. Look up! And he looked up and he saw Gomer. She was being sold. Jose thought, I gotta go home. So he ran home. He started grabbing any and everything valuable in his home. He just started grabbing stuff, grabbing stuff, grabbing stuff so he could sell it and he could go and buy his wife back. All of a sudden, the bus came home and it was not my people. He says, what's wrong? What's wrong, Dad? What you doing? He said, I saw Mom. I'm going to go buy her. I'm going to bring her home. I'll be back in a minute. It's okay. And while he was still gathering stuff, No Love came and said, Dad, what are you doing? That's the stuff. What are you doing? What are you doing with your stuff? He goes, I'm going to sell it. I found your mom. She's being sold. I got to hurry. The bidding may be done by now. And she goes, let her go. Just let her go. She didn't love us. She left us. She'll do it again. Punisher came in and said, what's going on? He's going to try to buy Mom back. He said, no. He said, I heard you. Every night you say it. You quote your little poem. She decks herself with rings and jewelry, goes to meet her lover, but me, she forgot. Why would you let her back in? Why would you bring her back home? He said, I got to do this. And while he's yelling with his two oldest kids, the little guy, not my people, had gone and collected all his Legos and came back with a big, huge bag and said, sell my Legos. Sell my Legos. Get Mama home. It'll be all right. Just sell. So he went and he bought her back. And he brought her home. During the auction, while everybody was bidding, no one bid. No one was bidding high for her. She was kind of used, you know what I mean? She didn't look as good as the other girls. He bid her, kept bidding, bidding, bidding. All of a sudden, Jose came back, and he yelled out a number so high that the men around him laughed. What is wrong with you, bro? You could have got her for half that. And before anything could go wrong, the guy goes, sold! Here she is, Gomer, with her head down, naked, no clothes on. She feels the warmth of a coat wrapped around her. And then she hears the soothing voice of the man that she knew from her past. And he said, let's go home. And she said, you bought me. Why would you buy me? One of the most incredible Bible stories ever is Jose and Gomer. Why did Jose redeem Gomer? Why did Jose redeem his wife? Why did Jose pay so much for her? Why did Jose continue to give unconditional love? Or should I say this morning, why did God redeem me? Why did Jesus pay the ultimate price for my ransom? Why did God continue to give himself unconditional love for people like me who continue to throw it away? Why did God do this? It's not because we deserve his love. We deserve his mercy. We deserve his grace. It's because his mercy demands it. Aren't you glad that God did not treat you the way your sins deserve to be treated? Aren't you glad that God decided to make a way out of no way, to turn your darkness into day, to be your joy in a time of sorrow, to be your hope for your tomorrow? He loves you unconditional, and he paid the price then, and he'll do it again and again and again and again, whatever it takes to win you home. Somebody touch your neighbor and say, that black man's starting to preach now, y'all. In the book of Psalms 103 verse 10, he does not treat us as our sin deserves or repays us according to our iniquities. Oh, wow. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repays us according to our iniquities. God chose you and God loves you. This love story is your love story. Even if you are faithless, he will remain faithful. If you are enslaved, he will buy you back. If you are lost, God will find you. If you are ashamed, God will cover you. If you wander off, he will bring you back home. If you give up, God will not give up on you. No matter where you are, God sees who you are and he loves you no matter what. He loves you no matter what. He has a plan for you no matter what your plan is in your own mind. He has a way to get you out no matter where you're from, no matter what you're going through. I know it started out funny, but now it's the truth. The truth of the gospel is there's a story for every situation in this room. Some of you have walked in hiding sin. You don't have to leave the way you came in Jesus' name. Some of you are lonely. You don't have to leave the way you came in Jesus' name. Some of you are going, what do I do? How do I get out of this? He knows the situation. But what's good about God, he already has the answer. He already has the answer because he loves you. This past week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I was in the upstate of Michigan. They call it Upper Michigan. I did schools there. And then on Thursday and Friday, I was in Wisconsin doing schools. It was Thursday. Early in the morning, I got a phone call. There was three girls who went to college in South Florida and used to tour with me. I have college kids tour with me sometimes. These three girls are grown and married and everything. And they said, we decided to take the day off and come and follow you around schools. I said, come on, girls, let's go. The last school on Thursday afternoon in Wisconsin, it was at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock assembly program. If you don't know, I speak in public schools. I don't do Jesus in public schools. I give hope and love and peace in public schools. I speak to 1.5 million public school students every year, face to face. And now guess what? We're about to come to Des Moines. About to come to Des Moines. So I'm doing my assembly program at this 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, and I do the whole program. Kids gave me a standing ovation. One of the girls who used to travel with me was on this side, and she came up, and she looked at me and went, come here. And you know how women can have that look? Like, I'm not playing with you. And then she had that look. So I walk over and she goes, there's a boy that was sitting right in front of me, has a gray hoodie and the hoodie's up. You need to say something to him. There's something wrong. There's something really wrong. I said, no problem. I'll come with you right now. She goes, yes, you will. So I walk in the back and the boy had his hood up and he was weeping. I put my arm around him. I said, look at me. I just want you to know you're the reason why I came to this school today. Listen to me, people. I do not believe in chance. I don't believe in just happening. I believe in hope and I believe in destiny. I believe that. I don't know who hope or destiny is, but this morning she brought me here to preach this sermon, all right? I had so many sermons I wanted to preach, but this is the one that stuck out for Sunday morning. I did a totally different one last night, but there's somebody here, you've walked away too many times and you think God won't bring you back. This is your day to come home. You know what I am? I'm the biggest, blackest Hallmark greeting card from heaven you will ever see in your entire life. And then simply read me. It says, come home. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, come home. Look at your other neighbor and say, come home. Come on, look at somebody. Shout at them. Say, come home. Come on home. Come on home. So I talked to the boy. He gave me a big hug. He went back to class. This school was crazy. It has a community center with an Olympic-sized four swimming pools inside. Four Olympic-sized pools. It's cool. It's a big old warehouse. Students get to go for free. They have weight rooms. So the principal was proud of it. So he took us on a tour. So we come back to the auditorium, and the principal goes, my guidance counselor has a boy in his office. He wants to say hi to you. I said, absolutely. So I go in the guidance office, and it's that kid with the gray hoodie with the hood up. The hood's down. His eyes are red. He's been crying. And the counselor said, I'll leave. He goes, no, you can stay. And the kid looked at me, and he says, you have no idea what you did today. He said, every day my dad looks at me and says, would you please kill yourself today so that I can go on with my life? My mom left when I was little. He said he has to take care of me. He said, so 5 nights ago, I took a gun. I put one bullet in the chamber and I spun the wheel, put it to my head, and I clicked it. He said, every day for the last 5 days, I've been playing Russian roulette. Boom, none. Next day, next day. Next day, next day. So today's day number 6. And I just want you to know, I'm not going to play that game now. because you gave me hope. Yeah. Hey, look at me. Don't you know God has a way of clicking that chamber one more time? Yeah, I don't know how many times that bullet was in that chamber, but God kind of went one more click. Okay, let's live. He did it on Sunday. Reggie's coming. Monday, no, Reggie's coming. Tuesday, no, Reggie's coming. Wednesday, no, Reggie's coming. Thursday, okay, Reggie's here. Reggie's here. Hey, look. Do you know him? If some reason you walked in this room with sin in your life, you need to know that God loves you and God can take care of you. Yeah. Obviously, by the band coming back and grabbing their instruments, I got to go. That is subtle white people way of saying, you done, black man. Get off the stage. Walk through the fire and not be burned. What a song, huh? I love that song. Matter of fact, sing that, but I don't want it slow. I like upbeat, dude. Can we sing that one time? Hey, don't leave. I got to do one thing. I'm good. I still got 4 minutes and 9 seconds, so I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Hey, drummer, click that off, man. We're going to hit it up, right? Come on. How about upbeat, bro? Come on, man. There you go. There you go. Okay, there you go, man. You're not used to that doing an altar call, are you? Sing it.
Even when the world calls, even when the world hates, I'll take heart.
Come on.
Cause I know you are greater. Forever you are Savior. I will sing your praise.
Hey, do that again.
With all that I
do that
have,
again.
With all that I, even when the world hates,
yes.
Even when the fight calls, even when the world
good.
Cause I know you are greater.
Yes, you are.
Whenever you sing, I will sing.
Okay, you gotta do that one more time. Just that part one more time. If you believe it, sing it.
Cause even when the world hates, even when the fight calls, even when the war's waged, I'll take heart. Cause I know you are greater. Whenever you sing, I will sing your praise with all that I have, with all that I am alone.
All right, I need you to do me a favor. Just sit down real fast. Sit down real fast. Hey, somebody in this room, you're in the middle of the war. Some of you are in the middle of the darkness. Some of you are in the middle of the fight of your life. And some of you are doing your best to wear that mask. I say it all the time. Boys wear a mask. They pretend everything's good when it's bad, happy when it's sad, right when it's wrong. But my brother, your mask will fall. To girls, I simply say, baby, there's hurt and pain. Mac and Clinique don't make that makeup to cover that kind of pain. So I tell the girls, when everything starts running, and boys, when your mask falls, God is going to be there. God is going to be there. God is going to be there. So I want to pray with people who are going through a hard time. You're going through a really tough time. Some of you are like Jose. See, Jose had to go through this so it could be a story. He had to raise his kids by himself so it could be a story. He had to love someone who didn't love him so it could be a story. He had to be faithful so it could be a story. He had to fight through the sadness and the sorrow to have this story. And some of you are fighting through the sadness. You're fighting through hurt. You're fighting through situations you thought you'd never be in. But I'm here to tell you that God's here. He's here this morning. With the snowflakes falling outside, He wants to fall His love on you inside. He loves you just the way you are. So I'm going to go from 10 to 0. And if you're going through a difficult situation and you want prayer, all you got to do is stand up. If you're not standing, fine. Some of you are like, why you make people stand? Because the Bible says, if you declare me before men, I will declare you before my Father in heaven. And if you can't stand up on a Sunday morning at Eternity Church, you can't stand anywhere, all right? So if you need prayer, this is you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Awesome. Awesome. That is good. But you know what? We are at Eternity, right? We're family, y'all. If you hurt, we hurt. You got a need, we all got a need. You need hope, we all need hope. So everybody who got to sit down today, Don't be getting all proud, because sitting today, you might be standing next Sunday, all right? So while we're able to sit, and while there I have to stand, I'm going to stand with my brother and sister. So just jump up, find somebody, put your hand on their shoulder. Don't let anybody be alone right now. Let nobody be alone. God, I pray, as we sing this song, that you will give peace where there is no peace. Give hope where there is no hope. Give joy where there is no joy. God, make it come down. God, let your eternal love come down on these people. And God, as we sing, let joy unspeakable and full of glory hit them. Come on, sing!
Because even when the world cares, even when the fight comes, even when the war's waged, I'll take heart. Because I know you are greater, forever you are Savior. I will sing your praise.
Sing it!
With all that
name, in Jesus' name. Would you do me a favor? Everyone stand, please. Everyone from the front back to the front, from the left to the right. I got to ask you, do you know Jesus this morning? Hey, did you walk in today and you're Gomer? Have you left your first love? Are you lost this morning? There's no better time than now to come home. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. He is the one who loves you. He is the one who wishes you home. He is the one who cares about you. Some of you this morning, when I read the scripture from Hosea 2:13, she decks herself with rings and jewelry and goes to meet her lover, but me she forgot. That's you this morning. You came to church today hiding the hurt and the sorrow that sin brings with it. But you can leave today rejoicing in the love of God that can forgive you of all sin. So you may have be the reason that God says he decks himself with rings and jewelry, goes to meet his lover, but me he forgot. She decks herself with rings and jewelry and goes to meet her lover, but me she forgot. It's time to come home. It's time to come home to Jesus. So we're a family here at Eternity. So we're all going to do a prayer. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, the Bible says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We're family. And there's no way to heaven but Jesus. John chapter 1 says there's no way to the Father but him, and his name is Jesus. So we're going to do this together, asking God to be Lord of our life. We're going to do this together. And listen, the human mind reminds us of leaving home, but God's mercy brings us back home. It doesn't matter what you remember. All that matters is what you do. The Bible says in Revelation 2, if you open the door, I will come in. This prayer is opening the door for God to be Lord of your life. Come on, it's heavy on my heart this morning. There's a Gomer that needs to go home today. Come home. But why would you pay for me? Why would you redeem me? Why would you love me? I'm going to tell you why. Because he created you, and you're the apple of his eye, no matter what you've done. Come home. So let's all bow our head and close our eyes, no one looking around. Everybody say, Jesus, with my mouth, I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I don't know why you love me. You know what I've done. You know where I've gone. But you still paid my ransom. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me of my sin. And in Jesus' name, I'm saved. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around. The only person that's walking up looking is your pastor. If you today had to come home, if you today has sin in your life, if you today ask God to be your Lord and Savior, I need you to do me a favor. Just look up. Pastor's coming up front right here. Just look up at your pastor, no one else, just you, and wave at him. When he waves back, you can put your hand down. If today you came home to Jesus, do it now. Go, go. Wave at him. Wave at him. Wave at him. He'll wave back. Wave at him. Wave at him all over the room. Keep waving until he points back at you. Keep waving. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Somebody clap your hands this morning.